Kitchen, welcome to the Beverly Hills 90210 Challenge Pod. Each week we take four episodes and pit them against each other to ultimately find the best 90210 episode. This week we have something a little bit special for you guys. It's kind of a mini episode, just wrapping up seasons 1 to 4, although it is coming out before the end of season 4. But that is because, let me introduce you to my co-host, who I will be seeing in like, what, 4 days?
Yeah, I think so. Hi, yeah. I'm Sina.
Hi, Christina. How's it going?
Good. It's going good. How about you?
It's good. I am packing for my trip to New York. It's been a crazy week, but I'm almost packed. I'm almost ready to go. So, yeah.
Very, very exciting.
Yeah. So, like I said at the top of the show, we don't have a normal episode for you guys this week. We didn't want to take another break because we will be taking a break next week, since we won't have an episode, since we'll be together in New York, but we just won't have a chance to record. But you can look to our normal feed because we'll have some fun stuff over there for you guys. And if you are missing out on some of that like 90210 content, you can always listen to our old episodes. In our normal feed, we have plenty of like couples episodes, and we have a whole episode dedicated to 90210 as a whole. And also, we did talk about California when I went there last year, so you can hear about some of the locations that I visited when I was in California. But this is just a mini episode. We decided that since season 4 is the end of Brenda, we kind of just thought we'd do a little bit of a wrap up. Obviously, we haven't spoken about the last 3 episodes or 4 episodes. But if you are listening to Challenge Pod, I'm going to assume that you are or have seen all of 90210, so you kind of know what comes from there, but we just thought we'd do like a little thing wrapping up everything. So we thought we would start off with the brackets.
So starting off our bracket, the first 4 episodes is the pilot, Class of Beverly Hills, Perfect Mom, of course, BYOB, and Slumber Party. And yeah, this is just me remembering that Perfect Mom and Slumber Party have to go against each other, and those are 2 of my favorite episodes, so that's really unfortunate.
Yeah, I think I was just gonna say that I feel like when we get there, it's going to be hard to pick between Perfect Mom and Slumber Party.
Yeah, I feel like it's been so long since we like did this part of the bracket that I'm like, oh, right. Like now we have to, that's going to be a tough one for sure.
Yeah. And then next up is It's Only a Test, Home Again, Play It Again, David, and Camping Trip. Right away, I think Camping Trip is going to win, but who knows?
Yeah, I would think Camping Trip probably, but you're right. Like, once we have to rewatch it to really know for sure. I like how the next set has, like, 2 holiday episodes in it. It's Halloween and then A Walsh Family Christmas and Baby Makes 5 and then Things to Do on a Rainy Day. So that's kind of, like, a fun little matchup.
I can't even, like, I don't even know who's going to win there, to be completely honest. I guess we could say that these are, like, also, like, our early predictions, but, like, mind you, these are going to change by the time we, like, finish all 10 seasons. So, yeah.
Yeah, because it's going to be hard for, like, especially because, like, after we get past this round, like, it's, I feel like it's going to be really hard for, like, I feel like season 3 is, like, one of those episodes are probably going to be the all-time winner. So I wonder, like, which of the early seasons will make it that far.
Yeah. And then next up is The Twins, The Trustee, and The Very Big Trip. Shooting Star, American in Paris, Home and Away, and Rebel with a Cause.
And next up is another pretty much impossible choice for me. It's Back in the High Life Again, Perfectly Perfect, A Night to Remember, and So Long Farewell, Evita Zane Goodbye. So pretty much impossible.
I feel like, unfortunately, So Long Farewell, Evita Zane Goodbye is just not going to make it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The other 3 is like, How do you pick from masterpieces? I don't even know.
Oh, I didn't even realize Back in the High Life is against Perfectly Perfect.
I didn't either, but now I'm very, very concerned.
And then after that is 20 Years Ago Today, Take Back the Night, Windstruck, and The Labors of Love.
And now we're at the end of our bracket where we're caught up. So it's Addicted to Love, The Time Has Come Today, and then whatever our next winner is from the last 3 episodes of the season.
Yeah, and then so we'll end up having 3 episodes from season 4 go up against 1 episode from season 5. Mm-hmm. But that's just how the bracket ends up being sometimes. We do have two that are entering the second chance bracket, which is Sex Lives, Volleyball, Photo Finis, and Senior Poll. I don't know how we're gonna do that, if we're gonna put those two episodes up against each other, or like if we're how many episodes we're gonna have in that little bracket, but that's gonna be one interesting one.
Also impossible.
Right.
And then starting off your bracket, the fan bracket, the first set is also Pilot, Class of Beverly Hills, Perfect Mom, BYOB, and Slumber Party. So we were pretty much on the same page there. It's towards the end where we start to lose it.
Yeah, so it's Only a Test, Spring Dance, Pass slash Not Pass, and Camping Trip. So yeah, and that one you guys went with Spring Dance and Pass slash Not Pass. So that's kind of where we differ there in that one.
Next up is Down and Out of District in Beverly Hills, Euphoria, and Baby Makes Five, and Things to Do on a Rainy Day. So that's different from ours because we obviously picked Halloween and A Walsh Family Christmas, and you guys picked Down and Out of District and Euphoria.
Next up is The Twins, The Trustees, and The Very Big Trip, Sex Lies and Volleyball, Photo Finis, The Backstory, and Destiny Rides Again. And obviously, that's where the change is because you guys chose, well, we have three differences. So we chose Shooting Star, Home and Away, Rebel with a Cause, and you guys chose Sex Lives, The Backstory, and Destiny Rides Again.
And then next up is The Child is the Father to the Man, Senior Poll, A Night to Remember, and The Little Fish. And we obviously had Back in the High Life again instead. We had Perfectly Perfect instead. And then we had So Long Farewell, Evita Zane Goodbye instead of The Little Fish.
And then next up is 20 Years Ago Today, Take Back the Night, Windstruck, and Scared Very Straight. Obviously, we differentiated there again because we chose Labors of Love.
Yeah, that was a close one though. We were almost 4 for 4, so
Yeah.
finally getting back to it. And then we don't have your, so the next one we have Addicted to Love, which is the same as ours, but we don't know what our next episode is for you guys because we didn't do it yet. You're actually gonna see, we're gonna put another poll because there was a tie. It was Divas and Acting Out. So look out for another poll because we're gonna put another one out to see which one is ultimately gonna be the winner.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a that's just a quick little recap of the bracket. And then also we wanted to just talk about some of our favorite episodes that we have done and some of our like favorite things that we talked about. Obviously, as you guys know, we love Perfect Mom and Slumber Party. So those are really fun to talk about. I think when we said this on the pod, but I think Perfect Mom, right around those set of episodes is when the show starts to really feel like it's getting good. But then Slumber Party just takes it up like that extra notch. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of what we say in like the beginning seasons is that there's not a lot of focus from like the secondary characters. They're like main characters, but like in season one they're kind of like secondary characters. So like Perfect Mom was like the first time I feel like where we really saw like, I mean, it was still kind of from like Brenda's point of view, but we also saw a lot of Kelly. And I think it was really, I think that's kind of where the show flourishes when you see it from like everyone's different point of view. So definitely, definitely love it. And Slumber Party is just fun. Like it's just a fun, happy, rewatchable episode. So it's just like you can't not love
I mean, there's some trauma in there, but it's mostly happy.
it. Yeah,
Yeah.
very true.
And then I feel like obviously like Camping Trip is, I love when our gang is like all together and gets away and everything like that. So I feel like Camping Trip is so fun there.
Yeah, Camping Trip was a very, very fun episode. Like just lots of fun. And it's just like also like interesting 'cause like it's kind of still when David's like not fully a part of the group, but like kind of sort of starting to be. So I like it when, you know, like they're still trying to figure out like what do I do with David?
Season one had some really heavy stuff, but season two, they tackled a lot in season two, and I feel like we also talked a lot about that. But then we get the next 50 years, and then Halloween, just being like so close together. That's a lot. And then even like Euphoria, it's just like boom, 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 boom. And I feel like season two just they hit this stride in the middle of season two, and I was like, you know what, I'm here for it.
Yeah, My Desperate Valentine was like kind of a heavy episode too, like with Brandon and everything. So yeah, I feel like it's and season two does start to like pick up where like you see like more of the other characters, and you know it's not like it's the season one. I love season one, but a lot of it felt like they weren't connected. It was like, this is what you're gonna learn this week, this is what you're gonna learn next week. In season two, like the storylines start to like flesh out a little bit more.
And I think that that's a big part too of season one versus season two. Is season one, I mean, it's an open secret that season one was trying to mimic Degrassi Junior High, which was very much like a, it was a teen drama, but it was also like a very much after school special. And so that's what season one feels like, is very much like an after school special. But then season two, they were like, no, we are becoming the ultimate teen drama. So.
Yeah, I love that. And so it's like they really start to pick up the pace in season two, which is followed by season three, which is arguably our favorite season.
Yeah.
I feel like season three just has the storylines like connect from like episode to episode. Like there's like longer story arcs, like Kelly's eating disorder or like Brandon's gambling problem. Like it goes on for like a few episodes and you see it kind of like hints of it before it's actually brought up, which is like a really like I love the way that they do that because it's like it feels like they just feel more connected.
And then I do know, like I feel bad because it is hard to write high school students and then college students. So season four, like we are very open about how we've kind of struggled a little bit with season four. But I think that it is a really interesting season because they can do a lot more with the characters too. And then obviously they can also introduce new characters, which like toward the end of season four, which is where we are now, we're introduced to Claire, who'll become like a main character later. And then we're introduced to like the cake house, so like Steve's brothers can pop in and out. Jesse, Andrea's pregnancy, like season four really opens up the door for like more storylines and more characters because you're not confined to the characters that they meet in high school. You're gonna meet, college is real world, right? So you're gonna meet a lot more real world characters.
Yeah, and I think there were like rewatching it for this. I think there were a lot more episodes that we like enjoyed than we had originally thought. Like I like not all of them are great, obviously. I think towards the end here we're struggling a little bit more than we were kind of in the beginning. But some of them are really enjoyable. So it's like, you know, it's nice to see it, and it's nice to see the transition. And I think going forward, I think it's going to be really interesting to see like once they get into like the groove of writing college years, I think it's going to get a lot better as well.
Speaking of writing college years, what are like three storylines you're really excited for in seasons five to, I guess like five to seven is the rest of the college years, but even like 5 to 10, what are three storylines you're really excited for?
So I'm just really excited for Valerie's introduction. I don't know if it's just Valerie is fun or if I just love Tiffany Amber Thiessen, but like I just feel like watching, like I watched, you didn't watch Saved by the Bell, but I watched Saved by the Bell like growing up. So seeing her play a completely total opposite of like the character I like watched her grow up with was like super, super fun. So I'm really excited for that. I'm obviously excited for, you know, like the ends of like 9 and 10, because you know obviously there's a lot of Dylan and Kelly, Donna and David that I enjoy. I know a couple of things I'm not excited for.
What are the things you're not excited for? And then I'll do mine excited.
I'm not excited to see Ray at all.
Pumpkinhead.
Not yeah, not excited for him. I'm not excited for Emily to come back. The fire storyline we talk about all the time, I can't deal with it, so I'm not excited for that. Yeah, I think those two are like the ones that stand out. I am excited to hear what you have to say about Matt. I'm excited to hear what you have to say about Susan and Tracy. And I'm excited to finally be able to tell the two of them apart because no matter how many times you've explained it to me, I still feel like I get them like a little confused.
Okay, so I'm also excited for Valerie. I remember not loving Valerie, but it'll be interesting to like kind of know where she ends up and everything like that to see like how I feel about her. So I'm excited to like rewatch Valerie. I'm also kind of excited to see like as much as I don't want her to go through it, I'm excited to see like a different side of Kelly, like when she's with Colin and like her drug era and stuff like that in season six. While I don't love it, I just kind of don't really remember all of that. So I'm excited to see like how that plays out again. And then obviously like the Dylan and Kelly content, like you said at the end of season, like in season 9 and 10, and stuff like that. I don't really. So then I guess on the flip side, I don't really love Gina, or I don't remember loving Gina. But again, it's the same thing where it's like for me, like knowing where they end up might change it. And I know you love Gina just because of who the actress is. Again, another like soap opera connection for you. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm also like really excited to see Janet and Steve again. Really excited to see more Claire. I know I love Claire. So I'm excited to see her and like Steve because I really enjoyed them. I don't like a lot of the middle seasons for me are kind of blurry, as I've said. Like, like I've rewatched like 1 to 4 a lot. I've rewatched like 9 and 10 a lot, but like the middle seasons are a little fuzzy, so I'm just really kind of excited to see what I think about them. I know people really love David and Valerie, and I don't feel like I remember that much about them, so I'm kind of excited about that too.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, like this was just like a mini episode, so we didn't have too big of a break. And just to like get pumped for the rest of the seasons that are coming up and stuff like that. So I hope you guys enjoyed this mini episode, and we really look forward to being back and finishing out season 4 and getting into season 5. And as you guys can't tell, we're excited to be together in person, and we're gonna have so many fun episodes that's gonna result from that. We'll probably end up doing like a whole recap of my trip. We're definitely gonna have like a we're gonna create like a little bit of like a set tour episode for you guys, like a walking tour of like the Friends stuff, some of the Gossip Girl stuff, things that are filmed in New York or like have iconic landmarks in New York. I know a lot of people, like when they go to visit, they're always looking, and those tours are usually like, oh, pay like $120 and someone like walks with you, or like you have to look it up. But I figured this would be kind of like a fun thing to do, where it's like you can look on our social media to see what it looks like, and then you can also like listen to our episode. We might also end up going to see the Friends musical, so we'll probably have a recap on that. But yeah, definitely look to our other feed for some fun stuff. And also, we'll probably end up talking a little bit on this feed about it too. So if you only listen here on Challenge, you won't miss out. Thank you so much for your guys' support. We know that this like last month we've just been all over the place, but hopefully both of our personal lives will settle down a little bit and things will flow and we can get back to doing what we love here.
Yes, thank you so much for sticking with us, and definitely try to follow along on Instagram and Twitter because we're going to be posting a lot of fun stuff when we're together.
Yeah, and we haven't picked the winner yet, but shout out to the winner who wins our little prize pack. Congratulations, and we will DM you or email you depending on how you reach out to us.
Thank you.
Bye.